Baruch awoke each morning expecting a rest. The blank scroll was good copper that had been beaten thin and smooth as a skin. They put it in a sack and carried it secretively, like the thieves they were, to a small lair on the edge of a deserted stubble field. Inside the cave it was dark, despite the hard blue sky beyond the opening, and he filled and lighted the lamp and set it on the flat rock. Three of the younger conspirators sat outside with watchful eyes and a skin of shikar and pretended to be drunk. The older man scarcely heard them. The pain was in his chest again, and his hands trembled as he forced himself to take up the mallet and the awl. The words of Baruch, the son of Neriah ben Maasiah, of the priests that were in Anatoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the commandment to put away the treasures of the Lord has come through Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiahu the Kohen, in the days of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the 9th year of his reign. That was all Baruch inscribed on the first day. When the document was finished, these opening words would be a confession that would mean his death if the scroll was discovered before the invaders came. But he felt impelled to record that they were not ordinary criminals. Jeremiah had told him what the Lord had instructed them to do. At length, Baruch had realized his friend was saying that they would steal from the temple, consecrated things from the sacred place. Nebuchadnezzar is toying with Pharaoh Necho. When his hordes finish sacking Egypt, they will be here. The temple will be burned, and the objects will be carried off or destroyed. The Lord has commanded us to hide the holy things against the time when they can be used again in his worship. Tell the priests. I have. When does the house of Buki listen to the Lord? Baruch limped away as fast as his bad leg would allow. He was dying, but that made even more precious the days he had left. The risks filled him with terror. He managed to shove them from his mind until a day when half-savage nomads, who ordinarily traveled a wide path around the city, came to the gates and begged protection. A few hours later, the roads to Jerusalem were choked with refugees running from the world's most terrible army. Jeremiah found him. Baruch saw the light in the seer's eyes that some said was madness and others said was the illumination of the Lord. I hear his voice now, all the time. Is there no place to hide? I have tried. It seeks me out. Baruch reached out and touched the other's beard, as white as his own, and felt his heart break. What does he want me to do? He asked. Others had been recruited. When they met, their number was 7x, and therefore perhaps doubly lucky. But Baruch was afraid it was too many. One informer could destroy them. He was astonished at some of his fellow conspirators against the house of Buki, the priestly family that controlled the temple. Shimor the Levite, head of the house of Adijah, was storekeeper over the treasury. Hilak, his son, maintained the inventory and preservation of the hallowed things.